Our processional hymn this morning is 275, 275. Let us rise in body or spirit. Good morning.
Good morning
and Merry Christmas on this very first Sunday of Christmas here at St. John's Lutheran in American Falls. Our appointed liturgy this morning is found in our bulletin. And we begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us and lead us so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and the unity of all, Let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Our hymn of praise is 276, 276. Let us pray. O Lord God, you know that we cannot place our trust in our own powers. As you protect the infant Jesus, so defend us and all the needy from harm and adversity. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the lessons.
The first reading is from Isaiah 63, verses 7 to 9. I will recount the gracious deeds of the Lord, the praiseworthy acts of the Lord, because all that the Lord has done for us and the great favor to the house of Israel that he has shown to them according to his mercy, according to the abundance of his steadfast love. For he has said, surely they are my people, children who will not act deceitfully. And he became their savior in all their distress. It was no messenger or angel, but his presence that saved them. In his love and pity, it was him who redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of the old. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm this morning is Psalm 148. We'll read it responsively. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights.
Praise him, all his angels.
Praise him, all his host.
Praise him, sun and moon.
Praise him, all you shining stars.
Praise him, you highest heavens.
And you waters above the heavens.
Let them praise the name of the Lord.
For he commanded, and they were created.
He established them forever and ever.
He fixed their bounds, which cannot be passed.
Praise the Lord from the earth.
You see monsters and all deeps.
Fire and hail, snow and frost.
Stormy wind fulfilling his command.
Mountains and all hills.
Fruit trees and all cedars.
Wild animals and all cattle.
Creeping things and flying birds.
Kings of the earth and all peoples,
princes and all rulers of the earth,
young men and women alike,
old and young together,
let them praise the name of the Lord,
for his name alone is exalted.
His glory is above earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for his people.
Praise for all his faithful, for the people of Israel who are close to him. Praise the Lord.
The second reading is from Hebrews, the second chapter, verses 10 to 18. It is fitting that God, for whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through suffering. For the one who sanctifies and for those who are sanctified all have one Father. For this reason, Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters, saying, I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, here am I, the children whom God has given me. Since then, for the children share the flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared the same things, so that through death he might destroy the one who has power of death, that is the devil, and free those who are their lives held in slavery by the fear of death. For it is clear that he did not come to help angels, but the descendants of Abraham. Therefore he had to become like his brothers and sisters in every respect, so that he might become merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make a sacrifice of atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself was tested by what he suffered, he is able to help those who are being tested. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now after they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, Get up, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him. Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Out of Egypt I have called my son. When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the Magi, he was infuriated, and he sent and he killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had learned from the Magi. Then what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they are no more. But Herod died. An angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who were seeking the child's life are dead. Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. There he made his home, in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. He will be called a Nazarene. The Gospel of the Lord. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father, through his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, most of us today already know that this day is December 28th. And we know at St. John's here in American Falls that this is the fourth day of Christmas. 8 more days of Christmas remain. And so we have one more Sunday in Christmas this year before the Epiphany on January 6th. But what many don't know, probably most, is that today is also the solemn feast of the Holy Innocents. On this day, we memorialize the first known fatalities, which will occur because of what happened nearly 2,000 years ago in a stable manger, which we gather together to celebrate here at St. John's on Wednesday, Christmas Eve. Today we remember in the church year the mass murder of infants, Jewish males at the hands of Herod, a puppet king in Palestine, who was placed into his office by the Roman Empire in the time of Augustus. It's rather jarring for the church to choose the fourth day of Christmas celebrations to remind us of the horror which Jesus' birth engendered and a fitting placement in the church year, as we are also reminded, not everyone is happy with the good news proclaimed by the shepherds. The shepherds first, and then the Magi second. Not everyone rejoices with us that Emmanuel, God with us, has manifest. Resistance to this good news has been part and parcel part of the proclamation that Jesus Christ is born and Lord from the very beginning of Jesus' life among us. Also, not often noted, but important, in our church year is December 26th. It's the Feast of St. Stephen. Most people who are familiar with the existence of that feast are only vaguely aware of it because of the well-known Christmas carol, Good King Wenceslaus, who looked out upon the Feast of Stephen, which is December 26th. This feast commemorates the first martyr of the church, the deacon Stephen, who preached good news of Jesus' resurrection soon after. Consequently, Stephen raised the fury of the ruling elite in Jerusalem, who ordered Stephen stoned to death. His story is found in the Acts of the Apostles in chapter 6 and 7. Innocent children die because powerful politicians like Herod fear for their power. And preachers die when religious authorities fear their influence will be extinguished because people believe good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is Jesus Christ. But sandwiched in between December 26th and December 28th, the Feast of St. Stephen and the Holy Innocents today, there is another reminder of the cost of discipleship. On the 27th of December, which is the Feast of St. John the Apostle, who is the patron saint of the very parish we're gathered today in American Falls. And St. John is the only one of Jesus' 12 who did not die a martyr's death for preaching good news. John, the only disciple who did not flee and hide as Jesus hung tortured to death on the cross, stood by Jesus literally with Jesus' mother, Mary, until Jesus breathed his last. John did not die a martyr's death, but he did die in exile on the Isle of Patmos, banished by political and religious authority to live out his final days alone in isolation. You know, preaching good news will often cause one to be shunned, to cause one to be excluded. it doesn't bode well for one's popularity always with authorities. So to recap, the church celebrates Jesus' descent to earth from the throne of God as a tiny baby, as one of us, God entering our history on December 25th, and we celebrate 12 days. But also, during those 12 days, the 26th, the 27th, and 28th, we remember there is a cost because not everyone is glad for good news. Not everyone is happy that God is with us. And not just us, but everybody. Jesus has arrived. He has arrived to retake all that has been lost by Adam and Eve. The church is most certainly not trying to harsh anyone's Christmas joy that Christ is born. But the church, in her wisdom, is reminding us why Jesus came at all, to confront and to vanquish once for all sin, death, guilt, hell, and all disease, once for all, and to remind us not to be surprised, but to expect some resistance on all fronts. Dare I even posit, perhaps, even just a little resistance in our own hearts sometimes, as Jesus' presence serves to remind us how very far astray we ourselves have wandered. Jesus' last words as he died on the cross, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." St. Stephen's last words as he was stoned to death for preaching Jesus were, "Forgive them. They do not know what they do." And St. John's final words, his revelation found at the end of our Bibles, written by one who was shunned and exiled, were, "Amen. Come, Lord Jesus." The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with all the saints. Amen, he wrote. So we do celebrate Christmas every year with eyes wide open to the cost of discipleship, filled with joy. Joy that is sometimes three-quarters pain, in the sure and certain hope that God has the last word. Not Herod, not Caesar, not even a particular man named Saul, who stood by and held the cloaks of those who were stoning Stephen to death. His name was later changed to Paul. Only God has the final word, and God's final word is love and life and Easter. Our hymn is 296. Let us rise in body or spirit and say together the words of our faith as found in the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Empowered by the news of Christ's birth, let us pray boldly for the church, creation, and all who are in need. God of grace, you show us mercy, not according to our worthiness, but according to the abundance of your steadfast love. Grant us the courage to go into the world and do likewise. Hear us, O God. God of abundance, the sun and moon praise you, and the shining stars sing of your love. Where we have desecrated your creation, make us into a healing balm for what we have broken. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of righteousness, when leaders fail to fulfill their calls to enact justice, you suffer alongside us. Propel those in power to see you reflected in the faces of all they serve. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of life, you claim us as your own and care for us as Christ's siblings. Pour out your compassion in every place your people suffer and protect them in the palm of your hand, especially those we lift up to you now in our hearts. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of compassion, you nurture children as the apple of your eye, as you sheltered your son Jesus from Herod's grasp. Shelter all children in danger. As you comforted Rachel, comfort all who have lost children to violence. Hear us, O God. God of love, you console those who weep for lost beloved ones, especially those we lift up to you now in our hearts. Even as we mourn, we offer thanks for those who have gone before us, trusting in your comfort and protection. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
With the joy of Christ's birth in our hearts, we commend our prayers to you, O God, trusting in your boundless mercy and eternal love, through Jesus Christ our Savior.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year, it is the first Sunday of Christmas. We especially welcome all of you who are visiting us in person today, and those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday today to Jacqueline Taylor. Happy anniversary today to Jim and Debbie Teedy. Happy birthday this week to Melanie Kress, Jeff Winberg, Ryan Funk, Kelsey George, Tracy Woodworth, Tyson Ruff. And happy anniversary this week to Tyler and Haley Rowe, Jason and Jenny Kress. The annual congregational meeting is set for January 25th, 2026. Are there any other announcements not in the worship bill or corrections to the ones that are in it? Okay, the offering will be collected at this time.
Let the vineyards be fruitful. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us in what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Holy God, you alone are holy, you alone are God. The universe declares your praise beyond the stars beneath the sea, within each cell, with every breath. Generations bless your faithfulness through the water, by night and day, across the wilderness, out of exile, into the future. We give you thanks for your dear Son at the heart of human life, near to those who suffer, beside the sinner, among the poor, with us now. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering his love for us on the way, at the table, and to the end, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We pray for the gift of your Spirit in our gathering within this meal among your people throughout the world. Blessing, praise, and thanks to you, Holy God, through Jesus Christ, by your Spirit in your church without end. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. This is the table of Jesus Christ. It is Jesus who invites you to receive him this morning in this sacrament. Let it only be Jesus who restrains you from doing so. Everything is prepared. Come forward as the Lord calls you. Body of Christ given for you. The 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 body of Christ given for you. Only the body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest and remain with you this day and forevermore. The blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest and remain with you this day and forevermore. Amen. The body of Christ given for you. 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 The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us rise. Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Our processional out into the world to love and serve is 289, 289. Go in peace. Love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah. Christ is born.